Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Whispers on Wings. This is an amazing series that is being led by archangels, specifically the group that I travel with all the time. I mean, they are literally part of everything I do now, is Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Uriel. And they have asked, this was a couple months ago, that they asked me to provide an avenue for everyone access to them. And I know many of you have studied with me. You've done some of the Create Your Personal Power Field class. You are in an entire movement, if you will, of called Mastering Your Alchemy. And Mastering Your Alchemy is all about, can I change a thought, whatever that thought I'm thinking, can I shift that thought, and can I shift emotion? Alchemy is also about, can I change lead into gold, and can I create something and say, I would like to create, for example, an apple. I open up my hand and the apple appears. So all of that is possible as we learn to shift and manage our thoughts and manage our emotions. So about, I'm going to say roughly 3 months ago, I started getting this nudge from archangels, specifically the team I work with, the archangels I work with, and to put a series of classes together where you can be introduced to these amazing beings of light and have your own relationship with them. So if you guys would just send a hello to him, that way he, not verbally, just send him a hello so he calms down. That would be great. So when I was preparing the series, it's like I went and had a conversation with Michael and said, okay, what are you looking for? How would you like this to be unfolded? And he said, well, we want you to keep it simple and less is more. And I started laughing because less is more is a completely unique concept to me. I'm the kind of person who, we got to have the meat in there. You got to have the beef in there. And so let's put in 17 different things so you can experience this with meat. And Michael is saying it's more important that we go slowly and we do less things so that he can, each of the archangels step in, they can download an energetic imprinting for you so that you get it on an energetic way versus me giving you a verbal explanation. So this whole class is being recorded. And how the recording is going to work is when we're complete, I will go and edit all of the stuff that was at the front of the class that didn't appear and see if I can keep it as one track. But if it's appropriate, if there's something we're doing where there's dead time, like I give you an assignment, he gives you an assignment, I'll cut it into tracks. So, you know, here's the talking portion and here's the doing portion. There may be a time where he actually comes in and channels information, so that will be a different track, just for ease for you. And then, of course, you'll have the whole track at the same time if you want to listen to everything from start to finish. Just understand that if you do things from start to finish, there will be, you know, 10 minutes of quiet in there where everybody's on mute. The reason I'm doing the recording is so that you have access to the material after we're out of class. So a lot of times people will say, well, I did really, really well while I was there, but 2 days later I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. So at least you would have that recording so that you can listen to that. The other reason is there are people who are participating, and the only way they're able to participate is by doing the recording. So they're in a different time zone, so it's just an ease of allowing that piece to happen. Okay? So welcome. That's a little bit of what like some logistics, if you will. More logistics is this is called Whispers on Wings. It is a series. So we're doing part one tonight, not just tonight, but there's three classes in part one. But the specifics about part one is this is just an introduction, allowing you to be introduced to a specific archangel, getting them to know them, them getting to know you, and then having a homework assignment that is going to take you throughout your week so that you can come back next week when we shift archangels and have an experience, be able to share your experience, and then we'll weave in Gabriel next week with Michael that's going to happen tonight. And then the third week that you come back, Raphael will step in and we'll talk about the gifts and traits that Raphael brings. And then again, we'll weave Raphael into Gabriel and Michael, forming a triad. And they specifically asked me to do it as a triad. And so this whole introduction is for you to experience them. And even though tonight is going to focus predominantly on Archangel Michael, all of them are here. All of them have already stepped into the room. And it's not just the three that we're going to introduce in this initial series. It's all of the angels are here. They are so curious about what you're doing because you have a body. They don't have bodies. And so what you do is very, very fascinating to them. As well as the fact that because you have a human body, you're shifting, you're growing, and there is a definite commitment right now on Earth to raise the consciousness of Earth to a 12th dimensional body, if you will. And those of you who have been playing with me in Mastering Alchemy or in Create Your Personal Power Field, which is the first level, is we have been shifting from the fourth dimensional level of consciousness into the fifth dimensional level of consciousness. And as you continue on your path, those levels of consciousness will, the more energy you're able to hold, you will raise your own level of awareness, your own consciousness, to the sixth dimension, the seventh dimension, where our ultimate goal is for all of us to rise up and be 12th dimensional beings in a human body. So take a breath with me. It was a lot of information that just came through. Big stuff, becoming a 12th dimensional being, fully Christed being, with your full light body fully engaged, fully all layers of your light body fully engaged in a human body. So the archangels, let me just give you a little bit of a story, about the archangels. And great beings of light. The archangels were really created by, if you could call a creator God, a prime creator, the archangels were created to observe, watch the movie of the creator gods, those who were creating. So earlier I said, okay, I'm going to put my hand out and say, I would like to create an apple, and I open up my hand and there's my apple. Or I would like to create a new job for myself, and there's the phone call that comes in that says, well, we'd like to bring you in and hire you. Could you come in for an interview? Or I would like to create a wonderful tea this afternoon, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, somebody calls me up and says, well, I've been thinking about you. Would you like to go for coffee? And I was like, well, sure, I'll join you at whatever that establishment is, but I want a tea, so I'm going to have tea. It doesn't matter what your creation is. The archangels initially were created to observe, to watch your creation. How did you go about creating that? What was your whole role in that? And as our awareness, if you will, as our consciousness got denser, heavier, denser, and we started falling from the light, if you will, we were falling from that purity of what we were originally created as, and that density started coming in, our consciousness fell. We lost that 12th dimension of consciousness, if you will, and that heaviness came in, and all of a sudden we're in a fifth dimensional body, and then we lost that and we dropped into a fourth dimensional density, and then we lost that and we dropped into a third dimensional density. Very, very dense, especially in human form, very, very dense. Things, emotions and thoughts, things like betrayal and anger and depression and judgment and competition, those were the type of structures that humanity experienced in, quote, a third-dimensional world. But it wasn't just the humans that got stuck. The elementals got stuck, and the humans got, or the archangels got stuck into rigidity. So the archangels petitioned creator, prime creator, that says, you know, we'd like to have a different role. And that different role that we would like to have is to help humanity help all of us find our way back to the light so we can free humanity from this bondage that they're in, and we can free, in that process of humanity choosing a higher vibration, that will also help us free the angels that have been also locked into density and free that ability where the elementals have been locked into density. So take a breath with me. Again, lots of information is coming in as we set this groundwork up. About a year ago, I'm going to say a year ago last November, but really the opening happened in 12/12/12, when the doorway to the third dimension was lovingly closed, and on 12/21/12, when the doorway into the fourth dimension and higher dimensions were opened, that opportunity was put on the table right there for all of humanity to have a change. And it wasn't just humanity that had the shift. It's called the shift, this whole rising up out of the density, rising up to higher levels of awareness, higher levels of consciousness. In that movement, the more that are able to hold high vibrations in body, in human form, when we achieve a certain vibration, a certain level, and we can mirror that high level of happiness, the vibration of happy, but being capable, being senior, being commanding of our presence, and it, above that, being able to embody, I love me. When we can embody, I love me, then the opportunity at that moment is when we can stand in front of the elementals, fire, air, earth, water, we can stand in front of them and mirror to them what love looks like, what love feels like in human form. They can then see us. So in that moment that we embody, I love who I am, high vibration, we have that opportunity of mirroring that to them, and then they can take everything they know and mirror that back to us in our creation. So take a breath, big stuff here. The archangels would like to do that same thing with you. So when we are going to go meet the archangels, there is going to be a vibration that we're going to want to be at. And so in a minute, after I allow you guys to introduce yourselves and, you know, bring what you, why are you here, bring that to the table, then we'll actually shift and do some work. So tonight, we are absolutely going to meet Archangel Michael, and we're going to get into that place where you absolutely love you so that you can shine that to him and all the angels that are in here, and then allow them to mirror that back to you so that you can receive that in your body and have received tonight before you walk out the door. So does that sound like something fun to do? Yeah? On the ride. So for those of you who don't know me, which is like everyone on this particular call knows me, but for the recording, my name is Nadine, and I have been playing in a field of alchemy since 1999. And in that field of alchemy, I started exactly where most of you have started, at Create Your Personal Power Field, level one, in that body of work of being able to know who I am. And in over the course of that, I've seriously been able to let go of so many things that are not me and claim who I am. So it is with humbleness that I am able to say, and very much standing in my power, that I am a healer, I am a teacher, I own my clairvoyance, and I work as a naturopath. And in the last 5 years, I have built my relationship with those angels that I mentioned before, and we are a team. There was a moment in time where I would refer to them or I would call on them to be part of the work I was doing. And I would say in the last particular year, there's no separation between me and them. When we show up as a collective. And I will be a voice, but we show up as a collective. And no matter how I introduce Michael or Gabriel, or at some point Uriel will step in, you may be introduced to Archangel Metatron. You may be introduced to Lord Melchizedek at some point later as we move forward. However, I will introduce you to them how I know them, but it's really not so much about how they show up for me. It's this whole class, this whole series is about you building your relationship with them and how they will show up for you. Okay, so just a little brief about them and a brief little piece about me. And what they've asked me to ask you is two questions. The first one is, why are you here? Not why are you here on the planet, what's your life mission? That one's too big. But what brought you here to this series? Why are you here? And to get really clear, why are you here? Okay? The second piece they want to know is, what do you want to get out of this co-creation with them? Big question. So that question may change as the night goes on. So they've asked me to have you have a journal. All right, this is a journal that you're going to begin tonight. If you just have spare paper, make sure you transfer this into a journal that you can keep track of. So it's your series journal. It's your Whispers on Wings or your Wow journal. Kind of cool how that happened, right? Whispers on Wings, Wow. I'm excited. I think it's very, very cool. So if you would take a moment with a piece of paper that you have out in front of you, would you write out the question first, and then I'm going to give you a minute, 2 minutes to find a response. What's your first initial response? And that first question is, why am I here? What brought me? Give yourself about 15, 20 seconds to finish that question. Why am I here? What does that feel like in your body to simply write that down? So on the side, what does it feel like? The feelings that you're feeling right now, what do they feel like? Whatever it is, don't judge it, just an emotion. What does it feel like? Question number two, what do you want to get out of this co-creation? So paraphrase it, what do I want to get out? What do I want to receive? As I exchange myself and my time, what do I want to get out of this co-creation with the archangels? And again, is there an emotion that goes with that for you? That question may change. It may evolve because this truly is a very organic class. It is going to build based upon what you all bring into this mix. Right? I could take as many notes as I want to, but they're going to be completely irrelevant. I've already been looking down going, well, you didn't do that, and you put that in the wrong order. Doesn't matter. It really truly is unfolding as it is meant to unfold. So what I'd like to do is open up the phone line and open up the classroom for you to share what it is you would like to share with the collective, because we're bringing all of our energy in this together. So again, answer the first one. Why am I here, and what is it I would like to co-create? So when I'm on speakerphone, those of you who are in the room itself, when you speak, you need to speak down here on the phone. When you listen, I'm going to turn this over this way so you can hear the phone upside down. And I think what I'm going to do, no, I'm just going to put it on speakerphone. And whoever feels like you have the floor, would you please announce yourself, give your first name so that everyone can get to know you, because you guys will be in this together. There's, I think, four of you in this particular class, two on the phone and two in here, and there's Terry will be actually listening to this on a recording. And I think that's all I have to say. So we're on speakerphone. Whoever would like the floor, pick up the talking stick. When you're done, would you please say, I am complete, so everybody knows that you have fulfilled what you wanted to say. Okay? Here we go.
This is Glenda, and I knew right away the answers to these questions. They're simple, but why am I here? And the answer is I want to live more in the energy of being able to ask for support and feel connected to non-physical. I know support is always with me and I feel it, but I don't personalize it as much as I would like. And when the Archangels class came forward, it was like I want to have that relationship so that I can feel the more personal support and feel like I am having more of a communication at all levels of my consciousness and not just my soul with the angels. And then, and what do I want to co-create? And what I want to co-create in this series is really my path to practice. I said my path to practicing unconditional love, and then I changed it because I want it to be my path to living unconditional love. And, you know, that is a journey. I'm very clear about that. But I really believe that this class can help me personalize that too, so that my way of finding unconditional love is more and more revealed to me, and that I can make that part of my life. So I'm excited to be here and to let it unfold however it does. And I am complete. Thank you.
This is Gail. I can pick up the stick next. Why am I here? I talk to the angels all the time, but I feel I can actually meet them and feel their presence in this class and take it with me so I can feel them daily. and have a more personal relationship with them daily. And what do I want to get out or receive in this co-creation? The reason why I'm here. To try and receive the energy and be confident of who it is when I'm present. And if it's associated with a vibration, a color, I believe I'm already seeing and feeling. I just want to be confident as to how I can distinguish what it is that I'm feeling and seeing and hearing. And with that, I am complete.
My name is Janine, and I am an empath and a healer. And due to the deteriorating psychological balance in my household, I found myself in an extremely dark place and had really lost hope and was walking around in a state of terror all the time. And I started taking Create My Own Personal Power Field in an attempt to regain my sanity. And it really brought me back in touch with who I am and what I am, and that I didn't have to allow the darkness around me to consume me, that I could drown it out with my own light. And when I started taking the classes, I felt a very deep personal connection with the archangels, and so I wanted to continue that. And I'm hoping that they will assist me in healing other people when they need it, and to also help me continue to heal myself. I'm complete.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm here because I'm curious to learn about angels, and I'm curious to know their history, their likes, dislikes. I'm also wanting to know how I can serve them better by doing my work here on Earth. The emotion is curiosity. What do I want to receive out of this co-creating with archangels? I want to know how I can serve them in human form to do a higher good, and also to set an example so that more believe in angels. And the emotion is curiosity, humbleness, and servitude. And I am complete.
I get bonus points because I remembered to take us off a speakerphone. Yay, Nadine. So lovely, lovely awarenesses. And be open to the fact that all of that may completely change, right? May completely change. So one of the things that I will say is this part of unconditional love, it will be a vibration that will weave. That's what Michael's all about. He is so about love. However, he does want you to know that it's not about serving them at all. They're it's about walking side by side with your friend, your best friend. And I can actually, I love saying this, it is my great pleasure to introduce you to my friend, Michael. Right? That's my pleasure. So that's where we're going to go tonight. So let's set the energy. Collectively, I would like everyone to take your crown to crystalline blue. That's where we're going to play. That's where we're going to, for a moment, you're done journaling. But take your crown to crystalline blue. whatever that looks like to you. Just meet me, meet us at Crystal and Blue. And we're going to set this whole entire Whispers on Wings series at this vibration, Crystal and Blue. So when I mean Crystal and Blue, if you have crystals, if you're attracted to stones, go find a crystal that really rocks your world that's in a blue color. It may be a stone. It may be anything that truly, truly brings you to that vibration of once, you know, you get to know Michael a little bit more tonight, something that you can carry around with you if you want to. That's a lovely thing. Just something that, that will call around with you. Some people like to carry a rose quartz because they feel Archangel Michael really resonates with the rose quartz. So it's not, it does, your stone doesn't have to be crystal and blue. I'm just letting you know there will be something tangible that you can connect with. But right now, your crown's to crystal and blue. And let's meet at a triad. I do everything of bringing this energy to a triad. Would you find that vibration of allowing yourself to have unplugged, no expectations, truly no expectations, but allowing yourself to have experiences through this series that blow your mind, that bring you joy, that open your awareness to having more, just allowing yourself to have that. The second leg of our triad is, would you give yourself permission to be on an adventure? Right? This is fun. We're in kindergarten. There's no seriousness about this. Well, there's some, but not all. Be on an adventure. Let's play. Let's be curious. What am I going to find today? Where's that cool little morsel in my morning or my afternoon or evening when I'm playing with Michael or Gabriel or Raphael to play and have something new? And the third one is success. That vibration of I get to be successful in this collaboration, this co-creation, this building a new relationship. Okay, so crystal and blue is where we meet, and that vibration of allowing adventure and success. So think about when you've been invited to a tea or a luncheon, and you knew that there was somebody that you were supposed to be meeting, somebody important that you really were excited to meet. How did you show up? What were you wearing? Did you put on some smelly scents? Like, I know you enjoy lavender. Do you have a scent like maybe a citrus scent or a rose scent that you like to wear? Did you take a shower? Did you comb your hair? For the ladies, did you put makeup on? Well, maybe for the gentlemen, too. Did you put your makeup on, your eyeliner? Did you brush your teeth? Did you put clean underwear on? Did you put your socks on? How did you prepare yourself to meet this new person at lunch? And when you came up to them and you shook their hand, did you embrace them, embrace the engagement with joy and with, wow, I'm so excited. There's a curiosity. I wonder, are they going to like my favorite movie? Are they going to giggle over the same stuffed animals I have? Are they going to enjoy the music? Are they going to show me a part of themselves that is similar or different from who I am? So with that kind of awareness is how we're going to step into this process. And the angels absolutely dig high vibration. So even though they will come, and they, if anyone asks, literally, if anyone asks any angel, whether regardless of if they're an archangel or not, if you ask, they will come. So it doesn't matter what your mood is. If you are crying, they will show up if you ask them. If you're depressed, they will show up. However, we're meeting this grand being of light, and so we're going to take your vibration up to one that's a little bit higher than all of those. So for this part, I would like everyone to put your papers down and find a vibration within. Eyes open. Find a vibration within where you remember meeting someone that you were so excited to meet. There was that joy inside, that high vibration of, wow, I am so excited I get to meet this person. Find that level of excitement. And it could have been when you picked up a puppy, too. It doesn't have to be a human. It could be anything that you were so excited to get to know. Just allow that vibration of bubbly, giggly excitedness to be in your body. Some call it happiness as well. Excitement and happiness. And would you now just allow your eyelids to close for a little bit? Would you breathe that level of bubbly excitement and happiness? Would you breathe it into your fingertips? And kind of like when you open up a can of carbonated something, it has little zerberts, little fizzies. Would you allow all that excitement, that happiness, that joy to come from your fingertips into the palm of your hands, up to your elbows, maybe wiggle your elbows, bringing all that energy up into your arms, your biceps and your triceps, up into your shoulders. Allowing that happiness to fill the body, that joy to fill the body, coming up the back of your head. And you might feel those little zerberts coming up the back of your head, into your ears, into your eyes, into your sinuses, around your mouth, tickling your lips, down your throat. So that you can hear with excitement and happiness, you can see with excitement and happiness, you can speak with excitement and happiness, you can shake hands with excitement and happiness, and allow all that beautiful essence to fill your entire heart space. Crystalline blue love. Allowing all of that beautiful happiness and excitement to now come into your belly and your chest, your intestines. Allowing that excitement and happiness to enter your legs, your knees, your calves. Your ankles, your toes, that joy, that happiness. Right at crystalline blue, in that vibration of adventure, allowing success. Would you raise your vibration a little bit more? Would you step into the room? Right in the center of the room, would you allow yourself to be seen? This is who I am. And right in this vibration, would you allow yourself to ramp up your vibration to that of, I love who I am. Allowing that vibration of love to permeate your heart center. To radiate out that I love who I am. To radiate into your column of light. To radiate out. And right here, would you say hello to the mother? Would you say hello to the father? And would you stand in that vibration as you have the intention of holding the hand of the mother and holding the hand of the father as you stand in your column of light, whole and complete? this is who I am. Would you admire yourself? Would you take a breath? Would you invite into your presence Archangel Michael? It is with great joy that I would like to introduce you to my beloved friend, Archangel Michael. Some call him Mike, some call him Michael. Would you allow him to stand in front of you? And as you stand in front of him, and as he stands in front of you, would you simply allow yourself to notice him? How does he present himself to you? Is it a feeling? Is it a color? Is it a wave of energy? Does he show you himself in human form? Is he wearing wings? Or not? Get curious. This is an adventure. He's going to allow you to walk around him. How tall is he to you? How large is the energy to you? Is there a smell? There was a movie called Michael. And Michael in the movie had wings and he loved chocolate chip cookies. I do not smell chocolate chip cookies when Michael enters the room. What do you smell? This is your personal relationship. What do you notice about this grand being of light that is standing here for you? Do you hear a sound? And now would you make your way back to simply standing in front of him? Take a breath. And beloved friend, Michael, may I introduce you to? And would you say your name as you are standing in front of Archangel Michael? Would you say, I am, and introduce yourself to him? Would you allow him to see the beauty of you? What do you smell like? What is your color radiance that you show him, oh human? So would you allow the hues, the colors of your heart to radiate out so that he may get to know you? Do you have a sound that you radiate out? How tall do you appear to him? Are you showing him yourself in human form? Are you showing him yourself in light form? Now, how would you like to first greet him, each other? Would you like to shake hands? Would you like to embrace each other in a hug? Your choice. Would you introduce yourself in that way? And notice the energy exchange. Would you allow yourself to step back? Be aware of the room around you. Would you allow your eyelids to open? And would you find those pieces of paper and the crayons and the pens or pencils, whatever you would like, and would you draw out the however, whatever much you remember or you would like to represent, what is the color, what is the smells. For those of you in the room, I have crayons over here. And we're going to take a few minutes here for you to have a visual representation for yourself of your friend, your new friend. Those of you on the phone, whip out your paper. Get out your color crayons. This will help you anchor this in. And you have the easy part. You only have one to draw. Michael has many to draw. as you're drawing or writing, would you allow yourself to feel Michael in your presence while you're writing or while you're drawing? You're anchoring his energy into your space while he's doing the same thing. He's understanding your signature. We all have a signature. As an example, when you call on the phone, I can tell who you are now by your voice. But the first time you called, I probably had to ask you what your name was. Just allow yourself to anchor his imprinting as you're drawing or writing. Take about 2 more minutes to bring your current creation to completion. About 1 more minute. And bring your awareness back into our collective at Crystalline Blue. So right here, would you look over your writing or your diagram? anything that you would like to just highlight for yourself. And we're going to give an opportunity for each of you to share how Michael shows up for you. In that commanding presence, with certainty, and from a place of seniority. So as an example, when Archangel Michael comes in my world, he always shows up on a Blu-ray, always, for me. It is a very warm, it's a very hot energy that comes in. And whenever I'm doing anything, he stands right in front of me. He's always the one that walks first, and then I'm behind him. As I travel in my car, he literally surrounds my car. It's like he's in my tires. He's around the car. No matter how I travel, he's always there. And for me, he shows up in any time I'm a leader, he's there as he is the cosmic leader. So he's the leader of all the angels. And he literally, it's like he's part of any presentation I do because he's the leader. And so he holds that leadership quality. But he also, for me, comes in on this most lavish and luscious and delicious sense of love, unconditional love. And when I mean unconditional, I've been exposed to every kind of crap love there was. And unconditional, he doesn't say, I'll love you, Nadine, if you do something. I'll love you when you do something. I'll love you if, when, how, whatever. He doesn't do that. He walks in, he says, I love you just the way you are. So I'd like you to find that certainty within yourself, that commanding presence within yourself, that great I am presence that you are, and own your seniority. And again, I'm going to turn the phone on speaker, and would you describe, so you're anchoring in, okay, it's not about, you know, mine's better than yours, it's anchoring in, how does he show up for you? Again, does he have wings, does he not have wings for you? Did he show up in a masculine tone of voice or a feminine tone of voice? Did he show up with wings or without wings? I mean, this is your ride so that you will always recognize him as he makes his presence known to you. Okay? So phone is on speaker. And again, if you know it's yours, grab it. And when you're complete, just let us know you're complete.
Well, this is Gail. I'll start. Wow. Michael showed up a swirling, radiant blue color for me, and I felt strength, a commanding presence, and I did feel the unconditional heart love. My heart was pounding, I could feel the heartbeat. That's what I felt. There was a warmness in my heart. And he wrapped his wings around me for a hello. And I just felt the warmth and the friendly excitement. He also, in his commanding presence, he had a sword. And he tapped the top of my head and each shoulder as a validation. I don't know, that we were friends forever. When our eyes connected, I saw it was like in the center, it was a white laser look of intense love. And I felt that I really knew him, and it was beautiful, and for that I am complete.
This is Janine. Whenever Michael comes to me, he's a really intense, vibrant indigo with a little violet mixed in, kind of a blue. And even when other angels come to me, their color will be in the center, but his is ringed around the outside of them. I pictured myself wanting to hug him, but I felt like it would be disrespectful. And when I reached out to shake his hand, he just pulled me toward him and wrapped his arms around me and gave me a really huge, warm hug. And I didn't really notice facial features or wings, just more of a warm, loving presence. I'm complete.
This is Greg. This is my first introduction to Michael, so I did get a hug, and I saw this. I did have tears coming down my eyes, so not sure what the emotions there, but did get a hug and did see a visual, didn't see his face, but definitely saw an outline, some color. Yeah, there were lots of tears. I wish I could say more, but this is just a new experience for me, and I'm complete.
This is Glenda. So, Michael showed himself as sort of a beautiful human character, but more mythic. And when he showed up, he was huge, like five, I don't know, three or four times as tall as I was. And he very quickly kept the same form, but brought his size down to match mine. And he was presented, and it's like presenting this energy as really godly beauty, beautiful brown curly hair, and beautiful skin that had no hair. And he had his wings, and indigo was the perfect word. I was looking for the color of his eyes, and that's the perfect color, indigo. I wasn't knowing what to call it until you said that, Janine. And so he greeted me, eye to eye, and yeah, my heart just felt kind of cracked, like cracked open. And then he greeted me by, we just both my hands to both his hands, and then forehead to forehead. And that was the greeting. And then as I stood away and wanted to sort of draw this, I was drawing this circle. It was a spiral of light around him in greens and blues, and very sort of strong golden light at his crown, but the spiral of blue and green light around him. And, oh, this is a funny thing, too. So you said, what do you smell? And I immediately smelled baked goods, and then you said that story about the chocolate chip cookies. So, which I did not remember unless I subconsciously remembered, but I smelled baked goods, and then you said that. So that made me laugh. And that's what I heard, too, this big, beautiful chuckle. When I asked, I wanted to hear and find a sound, and it was a masculine but beautiful big chuckle. And at that, I'm complete.
So isn't that fun that everyone has, we each have our own unique experience, right? That means that we each get to ask him, how will you show up for me? How will I know when it's you that I'm communicating with? That's a lovely question to ask him. So write it down in your journal. How will you present yourself to me so that I know it's you that is going to present yourself to me? One of this was shared with me years ago is that this one person had the thought that whenever she picks up a feather, she knows that Archangel Michael is there. That's her kind of signature. So I started playing with that for myself to go, oh, I wonder. You know, I was asking a question, and then I would find a feather. Or I would ask a question, and this is before I knew I could have a personal relationship with him. I thought he was, like, way out there. And I would see feathers on the back of someone's shirt, or someone would be wearing earrings with a feather in it. And so I started relating that. It's like, oh, well, this must be Michael as I'm doing that. And now what he's saying is, like, I will show up in the way that you need me to. So we're going to go back into a little closed eye process where you're going to ask that question, and we're going to anchor his energy back into the realm for you. And can I ask those of you who are on the phone, would you put yourselves back on mute again so we have a clean recording? And what we're going to do in this closed eye process is anchor him in again. I'm going to have you present yourself to him in different ways. And then there will be an opportunity for you to simply receive from him, with him, from him. And then we'll bring you out and you'll get some homework. Yes, this is school. We have homework. But it's fun homework. It's fun homework. All right, so would you come right into that place where you were on one breath? Would you bring yourself right back into standing in the room with Michael? Would you greet him? Hello. Would you feel that I love who I am? I love myself. And even more than that, can you honestly tell him, I love who I am in your presence? And as you say that, would you just notice that the blue, that unconditional love, expands and radiates out even more to join in love with you? Would you allow yourself to receive that beautiful, unconditional love? I love you, heart to heart. Soul to soul. So would you ask him to anchor in for you how he shows up for you? Where will he stand in relationship to your body when he presents himself? Will he speak to you in words? Will he speak to you in color? Will he speak to you in smells? How will you recognize when Michael is here walking with you, answering a question, showing up for you because you asked him to? Get very clear. Anchor his presence into your reality. Again, look at his height for you, his position, his color, his radiant color. The look in his eyes, the smile on his face. Now, what characteristic of yourself would you like him to know about you? What's one unique thing that you can go, wow, this is who I am? Would you allow yourself to completely feel that gift that you are? You are a gift. You have a gift. Filling yourself up with all that you are. Would you allow yourself to now radiate out this gift that you are? Would you shine that gift out so Michael can absorb your gift that he may receive from you? Would you receive his gratitude? Thank you for showing me your beauty. Thank you for showing me your radiance. Thank you for letting me get to know you. Take a breath. And he has a very special gift, unique to you. He has a crystal he would like to gift each of you. So would you open your hands? Would you allow him to place this crystal in your hands, his gift to you? Would you take your physical hands and put that crystal wherever you feel it's meant to go in your human body? Would you give it the command to activate? And to integrate. Would you allow yourself to simply receive this gift? From Archangel Michael. And in gratitude, would you give thanks for this amazing gift? We're going to do something I didn't know we were going to do. He is asking you to create an infinity loop between your heart and his heart. That your hearts may forever be connected. So would you breathe his blue ray of love into your heart? Would you breathe out that blue ray of unconditional love back to his heart? Breathing in that blue into the hues of your beingness. Adding this unconditional love to the hues of your humanness. Breathing out this blue back into his hues of angelness. No separation. Sharing the hue of blue. And would you love yourself? And would you receive again this imprinting, this download that he is giving right now? Simply by breathing in this blue love. Breathing out this blue love. Michael uses the integrity of the heart to shift out self-doubt. To allow you to release self-inflicted emotional pollution to simply breathe in that blue, breathing out. Breathing into the collective, into the individual, breathing out to the collective. Breathing in from the collective consciousness into the individuality of you. Again, letting go of the self-doubt and that self-inflicted emotional pollution. Releasing it on the blue. Heart to heart. Soul to soul. Would you allow your energy to merge with his energy right now? Being one in unconditional love. Michael also holds this amazing ray of light that has the ability to bind into the light any what we would call a mutation or a distortion. Any time, any moment, all you need do is give the command, Michael, please bind this into the light. So practice. Give the command. It's not an asking. It's not a begging. It's from that place of seniority. Michael, bind this into the light. And he will do so. For you and for all of humanity. Would you say hello to that infinity loop of blue again that's going from your heart to his heart, from his heart to your heart. And when you feel complete, would you take a step back so that you are your individual expression of human, allowing him to be his individual self as Archangel Michael? Allow yourself to feel to give him thanks for playing with you tonight, going on an adventure with you tonight. Forever connected. Would you be aware of the room around you? And would you simply breathe your eyes open and be present in the room? Taking a few breaths. Allowing yourself to feel, to have, to own. I have a new friend. He's pretty cool. His name's Mike, or Michael, or Michael, however you introduce him. So you have homework, my young ones. Your homework is you have a journal. And this is directed from the man himself. He would like you to be within your journal for 10 minutes a day, minimum of 10 minutes a day, where you are communicating with him. And it could be anything from, hi, Michael, I'm just here to say hi, and you're writing to him. It could be that you have a question, and you're asking him to answer you, and you're doing it through your written word. It could be you're journaling about all the beautiful ways he showed up in your world because you asked him to walk by your side. But 10 minutes a day, minimum, is what he's asking you. And the purpose of this is so that you can anchor in your relationship with him. So again, noticing, how did he show up with me today? Where was he standing? How did he smell? How did he communicate? Did he drive my car with me? Did he go for my walk on my walk with me? Did I invite him on my walk with me? So that you're building that certainty within your relationship with your new friend. 10 minutes a day until we come back next week. I'll see you on Tuesday. So the question was it for 10 days? And it was 10 minutes a day minimum until we come back on Tuesday. And then something tells me both Michael and Gabriel have homework for you. They're laughing because it's like, hey, you know, you have fingers, right, and thumbs. So are there any questions for myself or Michael before we say good night for this session? No questions from Greg? Janine? No questions from Janine? Gail? And you guys might have to take yourselves off mute again. Gail, do you have any questions?
No, just a big thank you. I enjoyed this. Thanks.
You're welcome. And Glenda, do you have any questions?
No, I'm very good too. Thank you.
All right. So with that, oh my goodness, we have 3 minutes left. So what can we do in 3 minutes? Any comments anybody would like to say for the recording of how was your experience tonight? One word. How was your experience tonight?
Friendship. I don't know why. Friendship is the word that popped in my head.
Healing.
I've never had that.
You have more than one.
I missed Greg. Can you say that again? Because I talked over him. I didn't mean to.
Okay, so we have peaceful, healing, friendship. And Gail still gets to put her voice in.
I just felt a lot of warmth and love and kindness, gentleness.
Excellent. And I'm in gratitude. I had a blast tonight, so thank you for coming. And we will meet next Tuesday, same place, same time. And I will get the recording out to you. I'm trusting I can get it out to you tomorrow.